And good morning. You know, touring, a lot of people don't realize it. It looks pretty easy, all these glamorous buses and the way to getting to travel. I don't know. I traveled for a living for many years. Travel is not so easy if you do it. You truck drivers out there that work the open road, you know that's the case. Jason Aldean on his bus, and the bus hits a man walking across the road in Indiana. The guy's dead. Albert Kennedy, 49-year-old man walking in the middle of the road in the middle of the night, and boom, there you go. Jason said, I've been touring, and all the miles we've driven, nothing prepares you for something like this to happen.
Oh, wow.
It is a constant worry that something is going to happen when you're out there on the road, get in a wreck, blow a tire, catch fire. You know, it's just a lot of nerves. I did a little research on this man who was walking down the center of the road. What was he doing at 1:28 in the morning? Well, apparently on October the 8th at 5:13 p.m., he was arrested on the same road in the same place, walking down center line there, and he was arrested for obstructing traffic, put in jail, $3,000 bond. Obviously, the man had issues, but they weren't taken care of. There you go. Weather threat took Aldean out of a concert on Saturday night. Thomas Rhett and Jake Owen played, then the heavy lightning was just on the horizon, and they canceled the show. People are nervous ever since that Indiana thing, and I'm glad they are on the road. Kenny Rogers is getting the Willie Award.
The what?
The Willie Award, what? The Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award from the CMA. It's their most prestigious award that they give out. Started to give it out last year, named it after Willie Nelson. He was the first one to receive it. In order to get it, you have got national, international prominence, humanitarian efforts, philanthropy, record sales, public representation at the highest level. Lord knows Kenny Rogers has been a gem to country music on that. And Garth Brooks will be live from Las Vegas, Encore Theater, Wynn Hotel, on CBS, 2 hours in prime time, the Friday of Thanksgiving.
Cool.
That's going to be an interesting show. I saw it, and I think he already taped it, but he must want to do it live, figuring live is just better. Live has more energy. And that is true.
Well, thanks for giving us a little light at the end of the tunnel, man. That's great.
Thank you.